At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Alaska Airlines was forced to ground all of their planes after a catastrophic IT systems meltdown over the weekend.
Oh, I thought they meant it, like the clown.
Oh, no.
That's every plane they have.
Everyone. Yes.
Yeah, not in just like here city. In Seattle, in Correct. Any city, man. If it said Alaska on the side, it was down.
Mm. Or was the other one, Horizon?
Horizon, I believe, is with them. Yeah. I believe Hawaiian is also with them.
Oh, God. Yep.
Jeez. That would suck.
Is American a subsidiary of them as well?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No.
But they grounded a whole bunch of planes out there, and they're still dealing with that mess.
Wow. I mean, you canceled everyone's flight.
Right.
And even when you get them back, I mean, I don't know how you work out the logistics, right?
No.
Your flight was canceled, so I'm taking the same flight, but 24 hours later. Well,
it's
full. That's mine.
Right.
Right. I don't know how you work that out.
Neither do I. I have zero idea.
Did you see the story of that plane almost hit a bomber over the weekend?
Yeah.
I saw something about that. What?
The pilot actually apologized.
North Dakota, South Dakota?
I think it was North Dakota, and a B-52 bomber is directly in their flight path. So he banks, obviously, the plane out of the way.
Sure.
But then had to go over to the PA to apologize to people going, look, man, the reason we just did that, and he was straight up honest. He goes, there's a B-52 and our flight path, and he goes, I don't know why they didn't tell me that.
Right.
Yeah. And he also says, this is not a good day for me. This does not make me happy. Like
he's pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He should be. That shouldn't happen.
No,
it should not happen.
We have a lot of systems in place to keep this from happening. Side
note,
why is there a damn B-52 in the air?
Yeah, I don't know.
Air Force Base.
Are we good?
Right.
Yeah.
Miles, you know what today is?
I don't.
Today is Take a Monkey to Lunch Day.
Okay.
Oh, I saw that.
And then I was trying to remember, was that yesterday or today? Because either way, who has a monkey to take to lunch?
Why are you taking a monkey to lunch?
And if I do take a monkey to lunch, am I going to get thrown out of the restaurant? Say that I take this day very seriously and we go to, what was the place you and Ted were talking about? Mexican joint.
Which one?
Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Yeah, there you go.
I take a monkey to Chipotle. All right. And I'm going to order whatever I think the monkey wants. Is Chipotle going to let me sit in there? Even if I say, hey, it's National Take a Monkey to Lunch.
As long as he has an emotional support monkey vest on, you're going to be
fine. You know what? That is the call, right?
Mine just wears a flak jacket. He's just got a bulletproof vest on.
Has a t-shirt that says, co-ed naked.
You know, a lot of these dumb holidays, like, I kind of understand that they came from something that was just not, it's cutesy.
This, I'm convinced they said, it's almost like Mad Libs.
Right.
Throw a dart at an animal, monkey. What are we going to do with them? Take him to lunch. There it is.
Take a monkey to lunch.
The guy that started it was literally making jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the brands hopped onto it and was like, it's National Taco Day. Come get your free taco. And it's turned into everything. And there was one, I think, milk.
But who benefits from the monkey?
Yeah.
Right. Who?
Maybe Arby says, like, hey, we know what Monday is. If you got a monkey, you get a free.
It's Take a Monkey to Lunch Day. Come on in.
It would be kind of wild, though.
We have the monkeys.
You walk into B-Dubs, and there's a guy with a monkey, and they're both just eating wings. Like, everything's fine.
Monkey just cracking on some wings.
Yeah, or he's eating, like, French fries. You're just like, am I losing my mind? Is that guy sitting there with a monkey, and they're both enjoying their meal?
No, man, he loves the Asian zing.
Yeah, right? Huh.
Saudi Arabia's $1.2 trillion plan of revolutionary living has hit a little bit of a snag.
Well, the price tag.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then oil prices.
Right, the oil prices has gone down, the feasibility and the cost of all of it. They're like, this might have been a little ambitious.
Yeah, what was it, like a 102-mile-long,
stretch in the desert.
30-story stretch. And it's like, it's a cool concept.
Right. And they wanted it to rival the pyramids of Egypt as far as its longevity and its historical significance.
And make it out of stone.
Right.
You're
in the middle of a desert, man. Right. God destroys everything out there. He turns it back to factory setting. You're not going to build out there.
Back to factory setting.
That's right. Just make it sand. Make it salt. I don't care. A city in North Dakota has a new menace that they're dealing with.
B-52 bombers.
B-52s.
Look out, baby!
Look out! I was going that same route. Ground squirrels.
Oh, I did read this.
Ground squirrels.
Like, what are they doing? They're
just tearing up the ground.
Over.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. And, like, they're really, really mad about it.
They're really upset about it. Yeah, these, like, damn ground squirrels.
Like, everyone's cracking jokes. They're like, this is not effing funny.
Why are we... Aren't they just squirrels? We got to call them ground squirrels now?
I think they do live underground. I think they do burrow. I think they're kind of like a ground hog. They're just a ground squirrel.
Right. What's a pig, if you will.
Yeah.
So they're messing up the ground.
Exactly.
Which is, yeah.
This is really inconvenient. This isn't okay.
How do they get so many ground squirrels?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Where'd all these things come from?
They're cute, but they're a menace.
Get them out.
Get them out.
This isn't funny. We need money to get rid of these things. These ground squirrels.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a different looking than a regular squirrel.
I'm the news man, Ted. Of course I'm right.
Yeah, it's a ground squirrel. Come on, man.
Lightning struck a third hole of a golf course in Florida, leading to a pretty sick picture.
Yeah, did you see the...
I did, dude.
Very cool.
That was wild. Terrifying, but wild.
Not if you're on the golf course.
About to say, Miles, is that what the ground around you looked like when you got hit by lightning?
I don't...
The root system or whatever?
When we went back, you could just see the exposed roots. So I don't know if they were exposed beforehand or not.
Gosh.
I'm not sure. I don't remember that aspect.
Did you see the picture of this thing?
It basically did exactly what lightning does when it hits the ground.
Yeah.
In my case, it followed the root system of the tree.
It had to hit the flag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Without question.
Yeah.
They're like, that's the first time it's happened. Like, good.
Good. That should never happen again.
Two guys died on the golf course last week.
Oh,
struck by lightning?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's zapped.
It's treacherous out there, man.
It is.
You're the only thing standing up in the middle of a pasture with a metal rod in your hand.
we can finally call golf a sport because it is that dangerous.
There you go.
How many lives are claimed? I mean, our buddy Andy just got hit in the face over the weekend, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he took one right to the dome.
But that's funny.
Oh, on a golf course?
Yeah.
You got to pay attention.
You do. But you can't see that coming sometimes.
No, and the guy didn't even shout four from what he's saying.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
You hit an errant ball,
shout.
Yeah. That's when I pick up.
Yeah.
And fire back at them.
Damn right.
Yeah.
With my fist.
That's one of those questionable ones. Like, I did it once. People kept hitting up on us. Finally, one buddy goes, screw it. And just teed one up and shot it right back at him.
Damn right.
The same thing. It's what you, like, A, shouldn't be hitting up on people. Right.
Right.
And B, you're not even going to yell four.
Right. At least do that.
What are we doing?
You got struck by lightning six times? 66 times.
Nearly 250 children in China were poisoned with lead in their school lunch.
Oh. I saw that, man.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
That is very bad.
I wonder what the food item was.
Right?
I don't know. Well, didn't they...
Was it like a utensil they were using? Or was it like on a plate? Like, was there a lead paint on a plate or something like that?
Maybe. Or... I read some rumor about, like, the food dye they use for something. I don't know.
How you doing, Ted?
Not good.
Peanuts.
I got right there. Yeah. Lead poisoning.
Why their faces slack like that? Oh. Damn it, Ted. Dogs are being trained to track down spotted lantern flies to protect the local crops.
And then what?
Where's this?
Eat them.
Wherever the spotted lantern flies are.
Are they on the
crops?
East Coast now or something? It's this fascinating looking thing.
Isn't that just a firefly?
No.
It's not.
No. On a Google, it's the lantern fly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That just looks nasty.
And it's killing all the crops, man. It's going to make the price of veggies go
up. Where
do
they originate from?
Aren't they like an Asian bug?
I feel like all the bugs that come over from Asia, they're like, oh, no.
Right, this is bad.
These bee or something that's taking out the honeybees now.
Right, there's like a butterfly that came over. There's a spider that came over.
Yeah, keep your spiders, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, it just flies. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, those ones.
Yeah, the parachuting ones.
Not cool.
Those giant freaking nightmares. It just rained hell. A new study found that popular weight loss drugs may cause major muscle loss without boosting fitness.
Well, sure.
You still got to do other stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can. I know people that use them and lost a bunch of weight, but yeah. Probably should still stick to your workout.
Well, you know what, man? You're going to see the results.
Yeah.
So it's even more incentive to do it.
Right. Just start working things along with it.
Yes.
A man in Wales is in the running for worst friend in the world, Miles.
What do you do?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast 36-year-old Argentinian folk singer and composer, one Luvi Torres. So she was diagnosed with cancer back in 2023, but our honoree, she chose not to rely on conventional medicine and embarked on a process of self-healing. She gave a talk stating that music and singing can heal and that she has cured previous illnesses without any medical treatment or intervention. And according to her, the self-healing process included the use of conscious singing, meditation, shamanism, and deep emotional work, collectively known as Cantar Sana. She died of cancer. That is all. Like, look, man, take the treatment. You are not going to sing it away. You are not going to dance it away. You're not going to go through all that stuff. Like, take the treatment. Mm-hmm. Just want to throw that out.
She knows.
Take the treatment. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.